Before Felicia starts creating a chatter group, it's important for her to understand how chatter groups add to the collaborative effort and result in increased efficiency. Chatter groups can be either private, public, or unlisted, depending on the requirement. Members can post their comments and attach files along with their posts, which will be visible to other group members. Members can easily search through information and find what's relevant to them using the search option. The files posted on Chatter are also available separately under the Group Files section. This way, members will not have to go through all the Chatter posts to find a particular file. They can always find it under Group Files. Members can also sync files from anywhere in Chatter to Salesforce Files folder on their desktop. When users sync files from Chatter, the files get synced by default to the top-level Salesforce Files folder on the user's desktop. Users can also choose to sync files in one of the subfolders, and then click Sync to complete the process. For users to sync files to folders, they must have Salesforce Files Sync installed on their desktop, and administrators must ensure that Salesforce Files Sync is enabled in their organization. The More Actions option provides Felicia with a range of options to choose from. Using the More Actions option, Felicia can either download the file or upload a newer version of it. She can also share the file with other users, groups, or libraries, and change the sharing settings of the file. The Share with Library option becomes available when the permission Chatter files can be published into content libraries is enabled at the organization level. This permission can be enabled by navigating to Setup, Build, Customize, Salesforce Files, Settings, Salesforce CRM Content. Using Sync option, Felicia can sync her files from libraries, including private files. Whether a file started as a Chatter file or in a content library, it can be synced in Chatter. A number of standard filters are available to sort files. Users can sort files based on the files recently viewed, downloaded, added, or modified. Users can also sort files based on the files that they own, files posted on chatter groups, files synced, and files uploaded in libraries. The library's homepage consists of two tabs, Shared Content tab and My Private Files tab. Let's look at the options available under the Shared Content tab first. Click the glowing markers to learn about the sections available under the Shared Content tab. After learning about the Shared Content tab, Felicia shifts her focus toward the second tab available on the library's homepage. Unlike public libraries, the My Private Files tab is a private library. This implies that options such as tagging, rating, subscribing, and all other options that are applicable in a shared environment will not be available. Felicia can keep content in her private library for an indefinite period before publishing it to a public library. Click the arrow marks to learn about the sections available under the My Private Files tab.